street. My scene always nowhere. A stranger's tragedy. And I tragically try to fight for the gods, but they marry the martyr. With a statue that stands in the park of celebrity. When it's so does it get its own groceries. And just like me, doesn't forget the list. They get lost in the aisle, walk in circles aimless, looking for what it has missed. There's something I miss. in our heads. Placed the flames of our worthless beds. All my life never gave a fuck. Someone please wake me up. So listen, my songs get caught in our heads. Placed the flames of our worthless beds. All my life never gave a fuck. Someone please wake.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. You're listening to Salad Days. My name's Dirty Dacoy Dan, and I have as guest tonight in the studio The Riot Before. Let me run down what we just heard. The Riot Before is actually going to be playing some music that they brought in, their guest DJs tonight, so we're going to have a lot of fun. We just heard the Menzingers doing Who's Your Partner. That's from their latest LP, Chamberlain Waits. That's on Red Scare. And before that, we heard Broadway Calls with Van Rides and High Tides. And that's from their Adeline LP. What was the name of that LP? Yeah, it's just self-titled. They're not on Adeline anymore. They're on some other label now.
Side One.
That girl was real nice from that label, though.
Side One?
No, from Adeline. No. Yeah. And before that, we heard The Riot Before from their brand new LP, Rebellion. And Brett brought a copy in of the vinyl. On orange vinyl, and it's just total awesome package. It's got the cutout opening and everything else.
I'm actually probably going to play some tracks off that. I'm going to scratch it. I'm
going to cut it up a little.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Right. Make a dance party.
Yeah, we'll see if if there's a needle on these turntables or if they're just there for show. And before that, we heard Ninja Gun doing 8 Miles Out, and that was from their Restless Rubes LP. From back in 2008, and Cootie shot me a MySpace message. He says that they got something new coming out, so awesome. I'm going to get excited about that. And before that, we heard Off With Their Heads. That's from their brand new LP. We heard the song, I don't know how to say this, but ZZYZX. It actually sounds like the title cut of the LP. The words, anyway, are like the title cut of the LP. And the LP is called In Desolation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out on Epitaph Records.
Uh-oh.
And we started, as we do each week, with Minor Threat doing Salad Days. All right, guys, what do you got here lined up?
The first song is it's a Good Riddance song. It's the song Mother Superior off their very first record. And I picked it just because Good Riddance was the first punk show I ever went to way back in the day. And like this song was, I thought it was just a really good song. And I didn't have any idea about the lyrics back when I was 16 and had no idea about politics, and it was one of those great ways where I think punk rock can be, I guess, politically influential without you realizing it. It caught up to me later when I finally went back to the song. It's like, oh my gosh, that song's about nationalism and the dangers of all those things, and I never really realized it. I just thought it was catchy, and I think it was pretty influential for me. So yeah, this and the song's just awesome.
Let's check it out.
How ready are you to die for an ideal? What's the connection between a lie and what is real? Mother Superior, I've got an angel on my back. I'm one of the righteous, and I'm never going back. No, 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 I'm never going back. Who's that shining forth white man? Crouching down behind me. He's waiting for a push to send me head over heels. Who's that leather four-star general walking up a hill to ask the liberals nicely to help finance his private war? Let a buddy trust that man when you push the rifle in your hand. 60 songs of legendary and grace. Then how much you want to bet on the other side? There's a man with twice your pride, and he'll put your feet first in an unmarked grave. There was a time in our history when we justified saying our destiny's manifest. Now imperialism is the manslaughter of the West. See that trigger happy college boys left the chips to try out their new toys, and then watch the city streets clean with the blood of infidels.
And a fighting stress that man. When you push the rifle in your hand, sing you songs of vengeance, and grace. And how much you gonna bet on the other side? There's a man with twice your pride. Line up with your feet first in an unmarked grave. Of democracy, last tattered in the dust. We can put another greedy man into the dictatorial puppet show. Now tell me, who do you trust? Who do you trust? In the volatile atmosphere, we perpetuate a hostile atmosphere. Call it a threat to national security. Government just up one safe face, one more place to export cheap labor. Hail the monarchy, hail the oligarchy, the potential for anarchy. And we pat ourselves firmly on the back.
All right, that was Good Riddance doing Mother Superior.
Yep. What about, oh, am I supposed to say something?
Yeah, you should say something clever.
Oh, I thought I have nothing clever. Nothing at all. Yeah, got it.
The worst.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to. Yeah, it was. That's one of my favorite songs of theirs. And it was, I don't know, it was my intro to punk rock. That was, I think, back before the internet. I remember mail ordering that CD from the Fat Records catalog and being really excited when it came in the mail. And I was thrilled, so. It takes me back, and it was like, I don't know, I was thinking about like coming in today and playing songs and like trying to play stuff that was influential, and that song like definitely did it for me. So
what have you guys been up to?
Recently we put out the record, and we're just trying to tour to support that. And so we just came back from Radfest in Wilmington. It was a ton of fun.
It was rad.
It was its name. And then we're killing some time for another couple weeks, and we're gonna do a US tour with Nothington mostly, and also Heart Sounds, and it's gonna be awesome. And Blacklist Royals, it'll be a lot of fun.
I love the new record. Awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Great stuff.
Yeah,
it's kind of heavier than normal.
It is kind of heavier, which is I think a good transition into the next song that I put on the list was Small Brown Bike. I was listening to a lot of Small Brown Bike in the last year. It was one of those bands I discovered years ago when they were still a band. Bought the CD, listened to it twice, and then just forgot about it, and then rediscovered it maybe a year and a half ago, and it was actually really influential on this record, their stuff. And this song in particular, there's a drum beat that I remember pulling everybody out of band practice and making us sit down in my car and listen to the drum beat on this song so we could put it on a song on our record called A Good Sense of Style. And there's a thing we do where it's the song's in 3/4, but the drum beat's kind of in 4/4, and it matches up weird, and it's cool.
Maybe
so
we can compare.
Yeah.
Maybe we
all
can
right.
play them.
Yeah. I liked it. It was almost like a kind of a oompa feel, you know, kind of like.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you picked that up when you were over in Poland last year.
Yeah. No. Dude, all we picked up in Poland was that warm beer isn't so bad, and that Poland is like the
actually,
greatest
we
country
got,
in the
we
world.
We got picked up more.
All right. Poland was awesome.
So what's the name of the song?
This song is called Deconstruct Rebuild.
All right. Here it goes, Small Brown Bike.
not busy. We should get coffee and take a walk down to the James one night. We'll sit near the water, say nothing till our heart beats. A heart louder than the gathering cars. This store-bought way of saying I'm okay, and you've learned how to cry in total silence. We're talented and bright, we're lonely and uptight. We found some lovely ways to disappoint, but the airport's always almost empty this time of the year. So let's go play on a baggage carousel and set our watches forward like we're just arriving here from a past we left in a place we knew too well.
Maybe.
I bought into the quick check at 6 a.m. to see the sun coming up. When I looked in, Kia was in there. And then I just said, she quit, she isn't here. Do you want me to help you count the papers? Do you want me to help you?
All right, you're listening to Salad Days on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. My name's Dirty Deco with Dan. We've got a riot before. Well, three of the four of the riot before in the studio.
A lot of fours.
Playing music that they picked out and brought in. And we just heard the Bouncing Souls doing Quick Check Girl.
That song is it's one of my favorite Bouncing Souls songs, and I picked it tonight because it's as a songwriter and as a not like competent songwriter, or at least I don't feel like I don't know a lot about music. That song's a reminder for me that simple works sometimes.
Remember that Brett says simple works.
It does. And I mean, that song is four chords repeated over and over, and it never changes. It just changes tempo, but it's the same four chords. They don't have a different structure for the chorus. Nothing is different. And it's just a brilliant song. And I remember when I was figuring out how to, the first song on our record, The Middle Distance, the first 2 minutes of that song is two chords, just over and over. And I remember getting through that and thinking, it sounds good, but it's two chords. This can't be right. Like, I've got to change something. I got to change it up. And Quick Check Girl and other songs like that were a really good reminder to me.
I think a lot of songwriters end up going and thinking, you know, maybe I overthought that a bit sometimes on their songs. You know, they make them so complicated.
Yeah, or you can't believe that maybe it sounds good with just two chords for a while. And
I don't know. Ramones made a whole career out of that.
Yeah, I don't think they sound good.
Well, whatever.
Corey disagrees.
We don't need to have that debate Ramones right now.
This is the big fight in the van.
It has been.
I will say that if you're in Jersey, go to Quick Check and do yourself a favor and get a sub, because Quick Check has delicious subs.
Yeah. Right. First time I was ever in Jersey. I'm a West Coast kid, so the first time I was ever there, I saw an actual Quick Check, and I was like, we gotta stop. It was a song.
And there were no girls.
None. Not one. Not one I wanted to sing about, at least.
The one we heard before that was the Weaker Thans doing Watermark. And?
Oh, John picked that one.
Because as a guitar player, I like the way he plays guitar. Simple. You know, bend the strings a little bit. And that's about it. It's a good song.
It was a good song. And all right, but before that, we heard this band. Actually, we heard the two songs in a row, The Small Brown Bike with Construct, Rebuild, which I spelled B-Build. Hold on. And we heard Riot before doing a Good Sense of Style, which I put a God Sense of Style.
Nice.
I'm a horrible typer. But anyway,
God Sense of Style would also work.
You were saying that the one song
be more modest.
Was sort of a musical inspiration for the other song.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I think it's, I don't know, I think it's always cool when I hear a band say, this song inspired this next one, so I wanted to play those two. And so people don't think that none of this stuff comes out of nowhere, you know.
What are we playing next, Dan? What's next?
Well, we talked about the Good Riddance.
Yep.
Yeah, we
we should also, if we're talking about stuff, I think this is the perfect time to plug.
I think you guys
our
have,
show.
You guys have this great album out, and I guess because it's on Paper and Plastic Records called Rebellion.
Yeah.
And since you have this great record, you probably, since you're from Richmond.
We are indeed.
And you're hanging out now in Richmond, you're probably going to have some sort of a record release party.
You know, it's funny you say that, Dan, because we are going to have a record release party. And it's, we're doing one on June 10th at Strange Matter, which is the old, you know, Nancy Reagan and 929 and Twisters. And all those other things, depending on, you know, when you lived in Richmond. But yeah, or Bagels Are, the home of the best shows that ever came through. And best homemade bagels, I guess.
Not good enough to keep it open.
No, or to make them in-house. But
so who's on the bill with you?
It's Worn in Red. They're our good friends from Charlottesville and from here. And we actually did our very, very, very first tour about 4 years ago now. It was with Worn in Red, 2 weeks, and different... Had a little bit of a lineup change, but for the better. And that band rules. And We've been touring long enough now that when I encounter a band, which isn't too long, 4 years, but when I encounter a band that was touring when we started and is still touring, I'm like, oh my God, they haven't broken up yet, you know, because every band breaks up. So I'm thrilled that Warren and Red is still doing well and they're on No Idea now and their music rules. So
they got a new record out.
Yeah, they go buy their record at our show too. And also a band called The Great Explainer, and they're driving down from Jersey to play the show. And they're going to be on the playlist in a little bit.
Might be next.
Yeah, we could play them next if you want. They're one of those bands, we played a show with them in Jersey. Track six, if you want to put on. But I'm jaded and don't watch with the most, I guess, attention to opening bands a lot of times. You're on tour for 4 weeks and you see three bands every night and eventually you just kind of get tired. And so they were the opening band of the show we played, and I just stood there for a second like, oh, watch the opening band, and I was just blown away. They're so good. And so I've kept in touch with them since then, and I've listened to their EP, and yeah, they're great. So
Little tip, man, always check out the band you play with.
Yeah, you know,
because it's like, you know, in the 80s, the band I played in, you know, I'd always check out the opening acts. Some of the opening acts turned out being huge, and we were little and they were huge, you know.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, I saw them back in, you know.
Yeah, and you always got that cred thing you can say, right?
But like, real talk, 8 times out of 10.
No.
They're terrible.
They're terrible. No,
they're going to play a Sublime cover.
But what I'm saying is it's worth checking out the first couple of bars and seeing.
Totally. Well, that's the thing is, like, I'll watch a song and then, you know, what I try to do honestly is find something I do like about them, so when you see them later be like, rather than be like, oh, you guys were awesome, because maybe they weren't awesome and I don't want to lie to somebody, but hey, I really liked your stage presence, or I really liked the way you did that fill, or find something that you can say positive.
Nice t-shirt.
Yeah, but The Great Explainer, nothing but good things. They're good dudes, and they're playing with us on June 10th at Strange Matter. They're opening it up, so get there early. This song's called, Bourbon Codeine? Or Codeine Bourbon?
I think it's called...
Either way you combine it.
Either way, it's two awesome things.
I can't read your writing, man. It's like,
yeah, Coke
and bourbon.
Yeah, codeine and bourbon.
Cocaine.
Especially
the Great Explainer.
Part. Okay, I have to read something here, and then we're going to play that. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic, and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. All right, you want to introduce the song again?
Oh, yeah. This is The Great Explainer from New Jersey. They actually are on Chunksaw now, which is the Bouncing Souls label, and the song's called Codeine Bourbon.
Back this up.
were gonna have to lie to me. You were gonna have to lie to me. 'Cause I've been breathing in since I don't know when. Didn't know anything. I didn't know anything. I didn't know what to say. So I kept out of sight. Blind slept all night, just terrified. And the guns of Navarone, sticks and stones might break my skin and bones. The guns of Navarone, the guns of Navarone.
Whatever you need to make you feel like you've been the one behind the wheel. The sunrise is just over that hill. The worst is over. Whatever I said to make you think that love's the religion of the weak. This morning we love like weaklings. The worst is over. We'll be right back.
Dad, Dad, where did you let that man push you around like that? You should have beat him down, down to the ground, down to the ground for that. He said, son, you're still young, and you always jump the gun. There's real people in the bigger trucks that you flip off when they get in the road. You get so high that you pay no mind to the great big sign that says oversized love. Just as fast as they can. Dad, Dad, I really don't understand what driving big trucks has to do with that man. You should have taught him a lesson about being rude, about talking to you with such an attitude. Son, you're still young, and you always jump the gun. There's real people in the big, big trucks that you flip off when they get in the road. You get so hacked that you pay no mind to the big, big sign that says oversized love. You really think they can go as fast as you in your 87 Trans Am? They know you're in such a terrible rush. They're going just as fast as they can.
All right, you're listening to Salad Days on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio, radio for the rest of us. And if you just joined us, we have Riot Before in the studio tonight, and they're playing their songs that they like, songs that
I guess were inspirational to us, or that made us want to play music or keep playing music, or.
Before we start talking about these songs we just played, let me, I got something here I have to read. This program is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees in a friendly, eclectic atmosphere. Sticky Rice is open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours, serving fresh sushi, noodles, sandwiches, and entrees in the fan at 2232 West Main Street. Across the street, Sticky to Go-Go offers a full to-go menu. Call 804-358-2633 or visit StickyToGoGo.com. Okay, we just heard Pedro the Lion.
Yep. Pedro the Lion was, I picked that song because as a lyricist, I think that was one of the first songs that made me realize you didn't have to write literally about what you meant. That song was a story about a kid talking to his dad about getting mad about trucks cutting him off. And but in reality, it was about being patient with people and being patient with the things that other people are coping with and realizing that not everybody's in the same place as you. And it was this huge epiphany, I think, when I first figured that out, when I listened to the song close enough and figured that out. And I realized I could write a story that commented on a theme rather than just writing deliberately about that theme. And I really liked that. And also it's very, very, very empathetic. And I think there's not enough songs out there that are empathetic. And I try to write more, I guess, empathy-laden music after hearing stuff like that.
Gentle Brett.
Yeah, but not gentle, but just like, yeah, empathetic, you know?
All right.
And also, yeah, before that, what was that, Sparta, I think? Or
yeah, where's John? Mr. John?
John picked Sparta song.
Sparta. Yeah, Sparta's awesome. they're very talented. They write their songs. There's like so many different layers to what they do. Like I really respect how they put together songs. It's a, I don't know. It's a very unique sound that they create, and that's why I picked that song. And that's about it.
Yeah,
excellent choice.
It's cool. And then I think before that I wanted to comment on the Cursive song, Gentleman Caller. I've maintained since that record came out years ago that that song has the best ending of any song ever. I love the ending of that song. And I love how it starts off so just difficult to listen to in a certain way. It's like, and then it gets really pretty at the end. But also the idea of repeating a line, like the worst is over, where you can kind of create a feeling outside of the context maybe of the lyrics and just create a feeling in the listener, whether or not they listen to the whole song, like, wow, the worst is over, I feel better. Whether or not that's what the song meant, the one line means something to people. And I think I've been thinking about that a lot more with writing lyrics and just picking maybe a line or two to repeat that even if somebody's not going to like really dig into the entire meaning of the song, those lines will mean something. And so the ending of the next song I think we're going to listen to is the last song on our record. And, you know, it's just kind of like, I don't want to feel like that anymore. And I just kind of repeat that and repeat that. And I think it's, you know, very similar to the Cursive song where it has a feeling that I think a lot of people can relate to, whether or not they like sit down and really try to even parse out the imagery of all the rest of the song. So
cool. And before that, we heard Maritime doing You Got to Go Back There.
John Grillo's got something to say.
We only have one mic here. So
yeah, I don't pay attention to the lyrics as much as Brett does. So I like the feel. It's a very, very happy song. It's a, it's just a good tune.
Had a good kind of summertime feel it, man. All right. And before that, we heard Great Explainer with Codeine and a Bourbon. And aren't they going to be playing?
It's funny you say that, Dan. They're playing
Hammer at Home.
Yeah, you know, they're playing the record release show on next Thursday at Strange Matter. We're playing our record release show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's $5. Starts at 9 o'clock. Strange Matter's at 929 West Grace, and that's 18 plus. So it should be a really fun time. It's going to be us, The Great Explainer, and Worn in Red, and beer, and hanging out.
All right, we're going to play a song now by Riot Before off their brand new LP, Rebellion, which is out on Paper and Plastic Records. Are we getting enough plugs in here tonight?
I think so.
Okay.
And recorded by the great Jay Robbins.
And the name of the song is To Live How We Believe. And you said that you got some ideas from that Cursive song.
Yeah, and well, just like general ideas. And it was cool. In recording with Jay, he has a turning speaker, so the intro of the song, we used that and it created a really cool effect.
The Leslie,
yeah, it was really cool. So we kind of wrote this intro to get into the song, and
you have headphones.
Jay helped make it pretty.
Get here. Headphones right now for this one.
Here it goes. Put the headphones on.
Thought a lens we both see through. Cause I've been feeling alone. with all we believe in love. Hold tight to every sign of proof. It exists that there's something above our weak and fragile suits. Cause I've been feeling hopeless a lot, and I was thinking that maybe, just maybe, crack addicts, and when you find yourself falling down on the inside, I will not be surprised, but I will fake it if you can't shake it, can't kick it. I will not be surprised, but I will fake it if you can't shake it, can't kick it. If I spot you across a dirty diner, I'll be waving, and I will miss the days we sat together, misbehaving, acting stupid. Someday when things are slow, we'll get together. We'll burn this city down again. Someday when things are slow, we'll get together. We'll burn this city down again.
The venue is filled floor to ceiling with smoke. So tonight I'm walking these streets all alone, fists buried in pockets, clenched against a persisting cold. High overhead, the brightly lit billboards are advertising things that I can't afford, like luxury watches, new cars, and hospitals. I'm sick to my stomach with this deep fear of death, that heaven's not coming. Well, I've learned to accept. Slowly breathe this cold air in my lungs, and I circulate it. Freezing wind blowing glass in my eyes. Seems something I'm making me deny.
Listening to Salad Days on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio for the rest of us. My name's Dirty Dacoit Dan. I'm here joined in studio tonight by Richmond's own Riot Before, who have a brand new LP out, which we've been listening to a few cuts off of, and that's a cut from their LP before that one, which was on Say 10 Records, called Fists Buried in Midnight. We heard that song. Fists buried in mid
pockets.
Fists buried in pockets. Oh, thank man. You. I was thinking ahead, and threat level midnight.
Oh, there we go. There
the,
we go.
The two songs are meant to be played together.
Yes.
Which, you know, you have to go through some pain when you're DJing to put it on continue so it goes to the next cut. And then normally what I'll do is when I play this, I've been playing it a few years now, is forget to take it off continue, and then it goes on to the next
song. That was a little trick we did.
A little, you know, so DJ. Three songs. I make my own DJ bloopers with that. Yeah. And before that, we heard 238.
Yeah, 238's a Christian band from back when I used to love God. It was they changed my life for reals. No, they actually did change the way I thought about music. That song is it's a very slow song and it's very big and like powerful. And
were you ever in a Christian rock band, John?
Yes, I was.
All right.
Yes, I was, Dan.
What was the name of the band? Were they from Richmond?
Called, it was when I lived in Virginia Beach. It was called RFI, which stood for Room for Improvement.
Okay.
Horrible, horrible band.
It was, why you got to be bringing up old?
It was, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm surprised like one of the other guys in the band didn't bring in a cut from that group.
No.
It's one of their favorites.
We try to keep our past in the
yeah,
past.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, you dig enough on YouTube, you can find some dirt.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Of course, we started that set.
There's nothing on YouTube.
We started that set off with The Riot Before from their brand new LP, Rebellion, which looks great on orange vinyl.
Thank you very much.
And we heard To Live How We Believe, if I type that right.
You did great. You did great.
Okay, and now... Corey's
got something to say.
Corey has something to say here. He wants to introduce this next song that we're going to play.
So, all right. The reason I picked this song is because the first time I saw the video, because when I was a kid, MTV still played videos. And the first time I ever saw a video by this band, that is the moment in my life that I realized I was like, I have to be in a band.
You're pretty old then.
I'm
if MTV was still playing videos,
they played
alive.
Videos all the time.
We're all 19.
Yeah, yeah, we're all young and good looking. You know? Too bad this is radio, because otherwise you would know how good looking we are. but the first time I saw a video from this band, I was like, man, I want to be in a band. Like those are like the coolest dudes ever. And this is still a record that I listen to at least three times a week. Because I think it's an incredible rock record, and no one has made a record this good since, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, we can debate it if you want.
Until the Riot Before did.
Oh.
See the release show, June 10th.
Oh, June 10th.
Well, the studio phone line is 804-649-9737. Here's the song. Ready? Here
make
it goes. It,
make her go.
I'm on the night train. Deer are marvelous animals, but not when they jump in front of your vehicle. You can't do much about the deer, but you can take action to reduce your chances of hitting one. Deer are most active at dusk and dawn, so go slower at those times and be alert, especially where deer crossing signs are posted. Always wear your seatbelt. And should a deer jump in front of you, don't swerve and risk losing control of your vehicle. Don't veer for deer. This message brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety.
You wanna hide me? You wanna hide me? arms are scourged. The circles have sucked in her eyes. Lord, I'm discouraged. Her new friends have shadowed her life. Lord, I'm discouraged. She ain't come out dancing for some time. And I tried to light candles, but they burn down to nothing. She keeps coming up with excuses and ashes and fortified wine. Excuses and ashes and fortified wine. Excuses and ashes and fortified wine. There's a house on the south side. For days at a time. I know I'm no angel. I ain't been bowed that way. Can't you hear her? She's that sweetness and somber when the choir sings on Sunday. And I'm almost busted, but I bought back the jewelry she sold. And I come to your altar, but then there's just nothing. And she keeps insisting the sutures and bruises are none of my business. She says what she said, but she won't get specific. The sutures and bruises are none of my business. This guy from the north side comes down to visit. His visits they only take 5 or 6 minutes.
This is Willie Nelson for Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
as you want. The birth of a child in the form of a man, wrapped in a towel, passed out on the floor. These drunken hours, graces deflowered, cast down by an angel. She used to kiss his weeping eyes, depressed in her bosom. Tears roll off the nipples. Sweet baby, don't cry. Your tears are only alibis to prove you still feel. You only feel sorry for yourself. Well, get on that cross. That's all you're good for.
Listening to Salad Days on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's first official emergency broadcast outlet, streaming live on the web at www.wrir.org. My name is Dirty Dacoit Dan. I've got the Riot Before in the studio with me tonight, picking the music out, and we just heard Cursive doing The Martyr, one of John's picks.
Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say about this.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. I don't know. They must be accountants or something because they're really good with math. They count out all the beats. It's very very specific time signatures all the time. And I dig that. I really dig it. Dig it the most.
Right. Before that, we heard Hold Steady with Lord, I'm Discouraged.
Actually, before that, we heard Willie Nelson, who's probably high as gas, doing a PSA about getting high as gas. So,
I love the Hold Steady, and I'm a firm believer that songs about drugs are probably going to be great songs. And to kind of dig on like what Brett digs with like lyrics and everything, I really like in that song that he never actually comes out and says that she's doing dope. You know what I mean? He's like really like just kind of beats around the bush about it, and he never just comes out and is like, oh yeah, this chick's a junkie. And I kind of like how that it's like just very cool imagery in that song. You know what I mean? And I think that's what I dig about that song the most, is the imagery that he does with his lyrics.
All right.
That's for you, Brett
and
Adams.
Stuff. Thank you, Cor.
That one's for Brett. All right, and then before that, another one of John's picks, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Whatever Happened to My Rock and Roll.
Yeah, such an awesome band. They're rock and roll to me. They're a lot of reverb, a lot of distortion, a lot of dirtiness, a lot of black clothes, you know? and they have this like underlying like sex appeal, like everything, like when I walk into a strip club, that's what I want to hear. They have the sound that I love, and that's why I picked that, because I like strip clubs.
All right, there you go. You heard it here on Salad Days. John likes the strip clubs.
I mean, who doesn't? Come on.
Okay, we started out with that Guns N' Roses song that John picked out for us from his heyday, 11-year-old heyday.
That was Corey, actually.
Oh, was it Corey?
That has a lot to do with strip clubs, too. I just want to throw that one out there because, I want to.
You were at strip clubs when you were
11? I want to walk into a club and hear Guns N' Roses, okay. Bottom line.
All right,
really,
so
like
what's
coffee
this?
Shops.
Corey, what's this Screeching Weasel cut you picked out here?
It's Leather Jacket.
Okay.
And it's just, it's cool because it's Screeching Weasel and they're the greatest punk band ever. And and there's no chorus in the song, I don't think, which I kind of dig. And it's just fast and it's a really bitter breakup song. And I like that.
All right, here it is.
Weasel's a jerk.
Here it is.
I wanna tell you what's on my mind. I wanna feel you, but wasted time. Went into the left side. Went your bed. Went to spit I let a fest upon your lips. I'm getting used to the fact you left. I'm getting used to the loneliness. Even if it is
You're listening to Salad Days on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. We just heard Lucero doing Dangerous Thing. And before that, we heard Screeching Weasel with Leather Jacket. Why don't you tell us about these, Corey?
Well, I already talked about Leather Jacket. It's just rules. And it's just, I just love Screeching Weasel so much. I just could talk about it forever. But with Lucero, I love that band too, and they're just really good. I feel like you can just really, like, anyone can relate to a Lucero song, if not 20 Lucero songs, because everyone has kind of been in some position that Ben Nichols has been in, I think, with maybe being a little crazy about a chick or, you know, whatever the case may be. But yeah, I just dig it, and I think they write really good, like, sad songs, and every once in a while you need a really good sad song, you know what I mean?
So yeah, you do.
It's a good thing to have when you're like, man.
Well, listen, I want to thank you guys for coming down and spending your music you like down here with me tonight, and
not a problem.
And you guys were,
thanks for having us.
And you guys were having a record release show, is that correct?
It's funny you say that. Coincidentally, we're here. And we're having a record release show next Thursday at Strange Matter, 929 West Grace. It's going to be us, Worn in Red, and The Great Explainer. And it's going to be a good time. Come hang out. It's $5, 18 plus. And yeah.
And Rebellion's the name of the LP, and it's out on paper and plastic record. And
indeed.
As they leave out of here, I'm going to play a cutoff. It's called Backstage Room.
Thank you very much.
Drive away with the trunks tied down. So bring back a little of the forest. That's how it's going to go. As long as we keep building, I'll just pack my bags and leave. I'm losing my grip on my bags. Never get used to passing time. Three, four in the kitchen on the floor, a similar routine. The stark's mid and reality, and you just
just laughing at me because it's getting late. Maybe we're barking up the wrong tree. And it's like magnetism plays no role now. These politics that we construe. Tired of effort just to keep collected. To avoid apparitions of blue. Right on top of you, easily intrigued. Departs from my peace of mind. In basements up and down the East Coast, our loneliness intertwined. Our eyelines long and to connect, but our brains are restless and afraid. Modest rapture spreads like a plague. We'll let it fluster and slowly fade. Chose me to my core, maybe I'm ready. Maybe fidelity is obsolete. Maybe we confuse love for remission or complacency for defeat. Maybe solitude will bring you nothing. Devotion always brings despair. And I see the words on the wall as the answer to a prayer.
listening to Salad Days on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. All right, we just heard Insomnia with Still Remember. Before that, we heard P.S. Eliot doing Acid Flashbacks. And we started that set off with The Riot Before doing Backstage Room from their new LP, Rebellion. I want to thank Riot Before for coming in and playing their favorite songs tonight. Great show. Enjoyed it. Had a good time. Nice bunch of guys. And I'm going to send you out here with the Queers. And before I do that, I just want to remind you to stay tuned because Bomb Radio is coming on with Master Wisdom Tooth. He's queuing up some hot vinyl right now, so hang in there. Here's the Queers.